Hanging gold letters make up the word pathé. The letters and exclamation mark cast shadows which turn into the shadow of a cockerel. A revolving set of coloured cogwheels with animated figures, shapes and letters. A hand comes in from the side and grasps a central red star. The cogwheels stop. Red letters make the word Aardman. White letters on a black background. Pathé, in association with DreamWorks Pictures, presents an Aardman production. The moon is full in a deep blue sky of wispy cloud and stars. A barbed wire fence surrounds row upon row of tightly packed chicken coops. Mr. Tweedy shuffles along the dimly lit wire. He wears a cloth cap and leather waistcoat and has a gun slung on his shoulder. He shines a torch along the base of the fence and grips the leash of a fierce, long-nosed dog. Tweedy pulls at the large padlock and chain on the gate to test it. A shape moves in the darkness between the huts and flattens itself against a wall as Tweedy passes. A yellow, scaly chicken foot tentatively pushes out into the light, followed by the cautious face of Ginger, a plump orange chicken with a knitted green hat. She watches Tweedy turn the far corner of the wire. He stops and shines the torch back towards her. Ginger hides. She scuttles across the gap and reaches the wire beside a water standpipe, takes out a spoon hidden there and begins to dig. The watchdog senses something as Ginger digs at the wire furiously, but Tweedy shines his torch and can only see the standpipe. Ginger finishes the hole, throws the spoon down and squeezes under the wire. She runs across the open ground to cover by a wall and beckons back towards the huts. Bunty, Babs and other chickens run towards the hole. They crash into the fence. Babs squeaks fearfully as Bunty pushes under the wire. Her legs kick behind her plump body. Tweedy looks around. Ginger's eyes close in exasperation. She goes back to the fence where she puts her hand over Bunty's beak. The rest of the chickens push Bunty from behind. Ginger looks up, startled, and the other chickens pull Bunty back into the compound. Ginger runs along the fence away from the onrushing dog, but skids to a halt as another dog appears in front of her. She runs up a set of stone stairs as the dogs advance. Their teeth gleam as they near her. She backs into a garden gnome, which she holds out to the dogs. One of them bites off the china head and eats it. Ginger gulps and looks at the hollow body of the gnome as the dogs advance. Her eyes grow wider and wider in fear. The door behind her opens and the dogs retreat from the tall, thin figure of Mrs. Tweedy, hands on hips, fierce in her pink dressing gown and slippers.
Mr. Tweedy, what is that chicken doing outside the fence?
Oh! I don't know, love.
Just deal with it. Now!
Tweedy grabs Ginger's neck, scowls and stalks to the coal bunker. He opens the metal lid and holds her over the black opening.
I'll teach you to make a fool out of me.
He throws Ginger down into the coal.
Now let that be a lesson to the lot of you! No chicken escapes from Tweedy's farm!
The other chickens look through barbed wire as he turns to them and shakes his fat fist. They stand forlornly by the gate of their prison camp as Chicken Run appears in red letters over a view of the grey regimented rows of chicken coops in the dark evening light. Inside the dark coal bunker, Ginger scratches a white diagonal mark across four vertical ones and sits back glumly beside the many sets of scratches. In the bright morning, the chickens wake up, stretch and leave their bunks. A hand picks up an egg from the straw on each of the bunks. Ticks are placed against numbers on a long list and the eggs are packed into egg trays. Ginger blinks as light floods into the coal bunker. She stands and goes out through the hatch. Head down, she marches past Tweedy's legs as he points to the gate. Tweedy opens the latch and pushes her through the door with his foot. She clenches her fists and heads for Hut 17. Inside the hut, Ginger rolls down a plan of the next escape as the chickens gather round. In the compound, Ginger's legs appear under a round metal feeder. She follows Tweedy as he pushes a barrow through the gate. From under an upside-down trough, chicken legs appear. They stagger erratically behind Ginger. As Tweedy closes the gate, Ginger sits down in the feeder and holds it open. The chickens in the trough sway, stagger, and finally hit the opening of the gate sideways. They rebound upside down. Their legs kick frantically. Ginger looks through the feeder only to see Tweedy's eyes glare at her. He throws her back into the coal bunker. Mrs. Tweedy counts eggs and draws a downward line on her production graph on the wall. Ginger blinks in the light from the bunker hatch and is once more kicked into the compound by Tweedy. Inside the hut, she unrolls another plan of escape. The chickens lift a paraffin heater by two long poles to uncover a trap door which leads to a shaft. Ginger climbs down and lies on a roller skate, holding a spoon in her hand. She is pulled along the tunnel. The ground outside the compound is broken by a whirling egg beater, and Ginger pops her head up into the night. She heaves herself out of the tunnel and walks straight into a guard dog. She is thrown back onto the coal in the bunker, kicked into the compound again, and once more unrolls an escape plan in the bunkhouse. The two guard dogs sit by the compound gate as a tall, thin woman like Mrs. Tweedy staggers past them. She flails her arms wildly until her white dress catches on a wheelbarrow and is pulled off to reveal the chickens on stilts. The dogs leap at the pyramid of chickens, who tumble to the ground and run back through the gate toward their huts. Ginger is left on the other side of the gate. Tweedy throws her onto the coal once more. Directed by Peter Lord and Nick Park. Ginger bounces a sprout in the bunker. The hatch opens and Tweedy kicks her back into the compound. Babs, a small fat chicken who knits.
Morning, Ginger. Back from holiday?
I wasn't on holiday, Babs. I was in solitary confinement.
Oh, it's nice to get a bit of time to yourself, isn't it?
Fowler, the old blue rooster, makes his way to the roof ridge of a hut.
Roll call! Come along now, you'll be late for parade. Rip, 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 park. Come on, smarten up. Discipline, order. I'm back in my RAF gate when the senior officer called for a scramble. You'd hop in the old crate and tally-ho, tucks away.
Give over, you old fool. They just want to count us.
Oh, how dare you talk back to a senior ranking officer. Why, back in my RAF days...
Fowler, they're coming back in line.
All right, my...
Fowler squeezes into the line.
There'll be a stern reprimand for you, lad. You're grounded.
Mrs. Tweedy approaches.
At head! Shot!
As she marches up in her black boots, she swings rubber gloves. Mac comes close to Ginger.
Welcome back, Kane. Is there a new plan?
Ginger slips Mac a piece of paper as Mrs. Tweedy towers over them. They freeze as she stretches a rubber glove and lets it snap back. She scowls down. Mac looks at the plan.
I thought we tried going under.
Ginger turns the plan the other way up.
Ah, over. Right.
Mrs. Tweedy takes a clipboard from Mr. Tweedy and marches along the lines of chickens who stand to attention, wide-eyed and terrified.
How's the egg count?
I played five eggs this morning. Five! I'll chuffed with that.
Mrs. Tweedy runs a finger down the list of eggs laid by the chickens and comes to a stop opposite Edwina. She taps her finger menacingly on a line of zeros against Edwina's number.
Edwina?
Mrs. Tweedy grins.
Bunty, why didn't you give her some of yours? I would have. She didn't tell me. She didn't tell anyone.
Mr. Tweedy plucks Edwina up by the neck and marches past Ginger, Babs and Bunty in the front row of the horrified chickens.
Oh, is Edwina off on holiday?
Ginger turns to Babs, who looks vacantly back. Ginger goes to the fence to see Mrs. Tweedy put on her rubber gloves in front of the shed door. Mrs. Tweedy takes Edwina by the neck and opens the door to reveal an axe stuck into a chopping block. Ginger climbs to the roof ridge of her hut and watches the shadow of Mrs. Tweedy against the whitewashed wall. She puts Edwina on the block, takes the axe and raises it high. The chickens below wince and turn away. Ginger sits down tearfully on the top of the roof. Above her, a flight of geese in V formation wing their way across the sky into the blue distance. across the prison camp of huts and wire fences. Ginger heaves a sigh and shakes her head.
We've got to get out of here.
Ginger, are we still on?
Oh, we're on all right. Spread the word, Mac. Meeting tonight in Hut 17.
Lights shine from the windows of Tweedy's house. The chicken compound is dark. Shadowy chicken shapes scurry from hut to hut across the parade ground. Babs and Bunty arrive at Hut 17, wearing knitted balaclavas. They knock and Ginger slides open a peephole. She looks at them carefully before she opens the door. Babs looks around. Ginger drags her in. A grey hand raps on the door.
You called. Nick and...
Fetcher.
At your service.
Two rats in suits. Fetcher holds a red toffee tin. Ginger comes out of the hut.
Over here.
She takes them to the shadows.
We need some more
from
things.
The tin.
Right you are, miss. How about this quality handcrafted tea set?
No.
Or this lovely necklace and pendant.
It's lovely.
Oh, this beautiful little number. All the rage in the fashionable chicken coops of Paris.
A shuttlecock.
Simply pop it on like so, and as the French hen say, voila!
That is French.
That's two hats in one, miss. For parties? For weddings?
Upside down.
Oh, but madame, this makes you look like a vision, like a dream.
Like a duck.
No, thanks.
She holds a plan.
We're making this. We need these things. Can you get them?
Oh, this is a big job, miss. Oh, bigger than the others. Oh, no, it's going to cost.
Same as always, one bag of seed.
You call this pay?
Chicken feed.
What else could we give you?
Eggs.
Eggs?
Eggs.
We can't give you our eggs. They're too valuable.
And so are we.
Nick picks up his tin. He throws the feed back.
After you, Fetcher.
Fetcher stares at him blankly.
After I what?
Move!
Nick pushes Fetcher and they leave. In the distance, Mr. Tweedy's face peers from the living room window. He sits back in his chair and strokes his chin. Across the room, beyond the dinner table where Edwina's bones sit on a plate, Mrs. Tweedy uses an adding machine for her accounts.
9, 4, 7, 8. Oh, stupid, worthless creatures! Sick and tired of making minuscule profits.
She clenches her fists. Her bulging eyes catch sight of a leaflet on her desk entitled Sick and Tired of Making Minuscule Profits. She picks it up. It reads, Turn your chicken farm into a gold mine. Inside, a picture of a large green machine and a farmer holding a bag of money and the caption, I'm rich.
Oh, yes. Those chickens are up to summit.
Quiet. I'm on to something.
They're organised, I know it.
I said quiet.
That ginger one, I reckon she's their leader.
Mr. Tweedy!
Uh-huh.
And they finally have found a way to make us some real money around here, and what are you on about? Ridiculous notions of escaping chickens. It's all in your head, Mr. Tweedy. Say it.
It's all in my head. It's all in my head.
You keep telling yourself that because I don't want to hear another word about it. Is that clear?
Yes, love. But you know that ginger one, love.
It's chickens, you dolt! Apart from you, they're the most stupid creatures on this planet. They don't plot, they don't scheme, and they are not organised!
Ginger bangs the table in the hut.
Order! Order! Quiet, everyone! Settle down. I would like to call to order the 50... Oh, please!
Let's have some discipline in the ranks. What?
Thank you, Fowler.
My RAF days. We were never allowed to waste time with unnecessary chit-chat.
Yes, thank you, Fowler.
Fowler realises they've all stopped talking.
Right.
He salutes and marches off, swagger stick under his arm.
Carry on.
I know our last escape attempt was a bit of a fiasco. But Mac and I have come up with a brand new plan. Show him, Mac.
Right. We tried going under the wire and that didn't work. So, the plan is, we go over it.
Mac unveils a catapult on the table.
This is us, right? We get in like this.
She loads a turnip, winds the catapult tight.
And let her go!
The turnip zooms along the hut. Fowler ducks and it smashes into the wall.
God, Rick! A turnip's bought it.
A flattened turnip oozes down the wall.
It's a
Mama's coming.
The lookout chicken sounds an alarm. The hut is a seething mass of chickens.
Operation Camera!
Plans are pushed beneath bunks. Fowler is covered with a woolen sock. A model of the camp drops into the floor. Mac puts out the light. Tweedy opens the hut roof and shines his torch along the rows of chickens. The beam passes a teapot covered to look like a chicken on a nest. Ginger makes chicken noises from her bunk.
Mr. Tweedy!
The roof hits him.
It's all in your head. It's all in your head. It's all in your head.
He rubs his head and turns away. Ginger jumps down from her bunk.
Think, everyone, think. What haven't we tried yet?
Ginger paces the floor.
We haven't tried not trying to escape.
That might work.
Bab still knits her wool.
What about Edwina? How many more empty nests will it take?
Well, perhaps it wouldn't be empty if she'd spent more time laying and less time escaping.
So laying eggs all your life and then getting plucked, stuffed and roasted is good enough for you, is it?
Bunty glares at Ginger.
It's a living.
You know what the problem is? The fences aren't just round the farm. They're up here, in your heads. There's a better place out there. Somewhere beyond that hill and well, it has wide open spaces and lots of trees and grass. Can you imagine that? Cool, green grass.
Oh, feeds us.
We feed ourselves.
Well, where's the farm?
There is no farm.
Then where does the farmer live?
There is no farmer, Babs.
Is he on holiday?
He isn't anywhere. Don't you get it? There's no morning egg count, no farmers, no dogs and coops and keys and no fences.
The chickens gaze wide-eyed.
In all my life, I've never heard such a fantastic
load of tripe! Oh, face the facts, ducks. The chances of us getting out of here are 1,000,000 to 1.
Then there's still a chance.
Ginger walks away from Bunty and looks at the glum faces of the chickens. She walks through the hatch and bangs it with her fist. Fowler, still covered by the sock, falls in the doorway. Ginger hides her face in her hands as she heads towards the fence.
Oh, no, what am I doing? Who are you trying to fool? You can't lead this bunch of...
She hits the fence with her hand.
Heaven help us.
Ginger leans her head against the fence in despair. In the distance, a light flashes in the sky. She looks up to see a chicken hurtling towards her. She watches, astounded, as a young rooster with a brightly coloured cape and long tail feathers flies past her. He waves, but flies smack into a weather vane, which spins him onto the telephone wires. They catapult him into the feed trough in the compound.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You've been a wonderful audience.
The trough hits him on the head. Tweedy appears at the house window in the distance. As Ginger looks up, a torn piece of poster, Rocky, in large letters at the top, flutters into her hands. As she reads it, her eyes light up.
That's it. Get him inside, quickly.
Tweedy prowls with torch and dogs. The hut curtains are drawn. Ginger unfolds the poster beside a light.
This is our way out of here.
We'll make posters.
What's on the poster, Babs? What's on the poster? We'll fly out.
He must be very important to have his picture taken. What do you suppose he does?
Well, isn't it obvious? He's a professional flying rooster. He flies from farm to farm giving demonstrations.
Do you suppose?
Oh, absolutely.
Rocky from a bunk.
No, not in there. No. Get out. Gotta get...
Rocky waits to see the chickens gathered around him.
Who are you? Where am I? What's going on? Ouch! What happened to my wing?
You took a rather nasty fall.
And sprained the interior tendon connecting your radius to your humerus. I gave her a wee bit of a tweak, Jimmy, and wrapped her up.
Was that English?
She said you sprained your wing. She fixed it.
And I made the bandage.
I carried you in.
Whoa. Let's back up and start from the top. Where am I?
You're right. How rude of us, but just very excited. This is a chicken farm.
And we're the chickens.
Yeah, with you so far. Chicken farm, chickens.
I don't like the look of this one. His eyes are too close together.
Oh, Papa, please.
And he's a Yank.
Easy, Pops. Cockfighting's illegal where I come from.
And where is that exactly?
Just a little place I call the land of the free, the home of the brave.
Scotland.
No, America.
Oh, America.
Poppycock. Pushy Americans, always showing up late for every war. Overpaid, oversexed, and over here.
Hey, what's eating Grandpa?
Oh, don't mind him, Mr.
The name's Rocky. Rocky the Rhode Island Red. Rhodes for short.
Rocky Rhodes?
Catchy, ain't it?
Rocky struts around.
Mr. Rhodes, is this you?
Ginger holds a poster.
Who wants to know?
A group of rather desperate chickens. You see, if it is you, then you just might be the answer to our prayers.
Rocky smiles and all the chickens grin back.
Well, then, call me a miracle, dollface. Because that's me.
And what brings you to England, Mr. Rhodes?
Why, all the beautiful English chicks, of course.
Bunty slaps his back.
Well, see, I'm a traveler by nature. I did that whole barnyard thing for a while, but I couldn't really get into it. Hi, how are you?
A chicken swoons.
Nope. The open road, that's more my style. Yeah, just give me a pack on my back and point me where the wind blows. In fact, you know what they call me back home? You're gonna love this. The Lone Free Ranger.
Ginger comes to his side.
Isn't that great?
I knew it was possible.
Oh, it's possible, all right.
I knew the answer would come.
Amen.
We're all going to fly over that fence, and Mr. Rhodes is going to show us how, right?
That's rude. What? Did you say fly?
You can teach us.
No, I can't. Listen, shh. You hear that? That's the open road calling my name, and I was born to answer that call. Bye.
He dashes out.
He must have very good hearing.
Ginger follows Rocky outside.
Okay, where's the exit? This one.
Mr. Rhodes, perhaps I didn't explain our situation properly. We lay eggs, day in and day out, and when we can't lay any more, they kill us.
Hey, it's a cruel world, dollface. You might as well get used to it.
Which part of the they kill us do you not understand?
Hey! I got my own set of problems to worry about. Besides, this birdcage can't be that hard to bust out of. In fact, watch me.
Rocky walks to the fence.
It's not so hard to get one chicken out of here, or even two, but this is about all of us.
Rocky turns around to face her.
All of you?
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You want to get every chicken in this place out of here at the same time?
Of course.
You're certifiable. You can't pull off a stunt like that. That's suicide.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Couldn't agree more. And I will be leaving that way.
But, Mr. Rhodes, please.
I'd like to roam around.
Rocky strolls to the wire fence. Two bright headlights pierce the darkness. He freezes, shocked in their beams, as a large van swings into the yard and stops by the wire. A tall man with a black moustache in the red coat of a ringmaster gets out of the van. It has a fierce lion and circus painted on it.
So that's it? You're from the circus?
Shh!
You're on the run, aren't you?
Rocky drags her back to a hut.
You want to keep it down? I'm trying to lay low here.
The man rings the doorbell.
I should turn you in right now.
You wouldn't. Would you?
Give me one reason why I shouldn't.
Because I'm cute.
Ginger's eyes widen, then her beak opens.
Hey, what kind of crazy chick are you? Do you know what'll happen if he finds me?
It's a cruel world.
I just decided. I don't like you.
I just decided. I don't care. Now show us how to fly.
With this wing?
Teach us, then.
Now!
At the door.
He's valuable, you say?
Sure.
Get the torch.
Now you listen here, sister. I'm not going back to that life. I'm a lone free ranger. Emphasis on free.
And that's what we want. Freedom.
Mr. Tweedy brings the torch, shines it up his nose, and gives it to Mrs. Tweedy.
Fancy that. They're coming this way.
Oh, no. Oh, no, they're on to me.
Teach us to fly, and we'll hide you.
And if I don't... Was your father, by any chance, a vulture?
Do we have a deal?
Ginger offers her hand. Rocky takes a look around the corner and then slowly puts out his hand. Ginger grabs it and pulls him away. The Tweedies open the gate and flash their torches into the huts. Rocky and Ginger flatten themselves against a wooden wall as Mrs. Tweedy marches past.
Time to make good on that deal, doll.
The name is Ginger.
Ginger knocks on the wall. A hidden door opens and they are pulled into the hut. Mrs. Tweedy shines the torch in. The chickens are asleep and she drops the lid. Rocky is squeezed under the floor.
Comfortable?
Not really.
Maybe this'll help.
She levers him out with a shoehorn.
Nice hideout. I had more room in my egg.
We've held up our end of the deal. Tomorrow, you hold up yours.
What deal?
The flying.
Right. Yeah, don't worry, I'll teach you everything I know. Now, which bunk is mine?
Every chicken in the hut waves to Rocky.
Absolutely outrageous! Asking a senior officer to share his quarters. And with a non-commissioned yank, no less. Why, back in my day, I'd never...
You weren't exactly my first choice either.
Rocky shares Fowler's bunk.
And Scoodle, your wing's on my side of the bunk.
Your side of the bunk? The whole bunk is my side of the bunk.
What's that smell? Is that your breath?
It's absolutely outrageous.
The dawn comes up over the camp as Rocky stands in front of a crowd of expectant chickens.
You want to fly, huh? Well, it ain't gonna be easy, and it ain't gonna happen overnight either. You see, flying takes three things. Hard work, perseverance, and hard work.
You said hard work twice.
That's because it takes twice as much work as perseverance.
Codswallop!
Fowler stomps back into his hut.
Now, the most important thing is we have to work as a team.
The chickens nod.
Which means you do everything I tell you.
Ginger looks worried.
Right, let's rock and roll!
Rocky begins to do arm exercises and the chickens copy him exactly. He hurts his injured wing and the rows of chickens mimic him precisely. They lie on their backs and cycle in the air. He watches Ginger as she and the rest of the chickens touch their toes. She glares at him and he walks away. Chickens do kung fu exercises. They chop the air and stride forward in rows. They do press-ups as Mr. Tweedy walks past with the dogs. He calls to the farmhouse.
Mrs. Tweedy! The chickens are...
The chickens peck normally.
Peck him?
Mrs. Tweedy thumps him with a clipboard.
And left, two, three, and right, two, three, and stop right there.
Rocky from behind the chickens.
Oh, yeah, down. Yeah, make little circles. That's it. Faster.
The chickens spin rapidly.
Oh, yes. Perfect.
Ginger looks up.
Oh, that's the spot.
Rocky is in a tin bath being massaged by three chickens who slink off when Ginger sees them.
I thought you were going to teach us how to fly.
That's what I'm doing.
Isn't there usually some flapping involved?
Hey. Do I tell you how to lay eggs? Relax. We're making progress.
Really? I can't help feeling we're going round in circles.
The chickens still spin.
What the hey? Cut it out! You're making me dizzy. Yeah. I think they're ready to fly now.
Good, because they certainly can't walk anymore.
The chickens stagger and flop to the ground.
Up and at them, gals! Let's flap.
The chickens run and launch themselves from a ramp. The rats appear from under a hut.
Fetcher, let's see if old Attila the hen has come to her senses.
Nick and Fetcher step aside as a chicken hurtles down on them. They avoid another one and another.
It's raining hen!
They dash away as Babs lands heavily. She sits up and starts knitting.
What's this caper, love?
We're flying!
Obviously.
The chickens spring up from an old saw.
Look at this fetch.
They're gonna kill themselves. Wanna watch?
Yeah, all right.
Mac and two chickens run on a treadmill. Mac slips and is propelled backwards in a heap. Her thick glasses swing crazily. The chickens bounce from a hot water bottle.
Hey, careful of those eggs.
Bunty propels a chicken like a javelin. She throws her straight into a watering can.
Sunny side up.
Mac is thrown like a caber straight onto her head.
Yeah, they're over easy.
The chicken is spun like a top but spins down into the earth. On a hut roof, Rocky urges the chickens to take a flying leap.
Go, 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 go! Whole tree in motion!
Ginger grits her teeth and runs along the roof, flaps her arms wildly and jumps. For a moment, she is stationary in the air, but realizes she is balanced on a pile of crashed chickens.
Birds of a feather flop together.
The pile collapses and feathers flutter skywards.
Great work, ladies. Great work. The pain you're feeling is a good thing. It's good. Pain is your friend, okay? It's a positive thing. Now, just keep the faith there. What was your name? Agnes. You'll get there. Ducky, I think you flew 4 feet today.
Right, 4 feet. From the roof to the ground.
All part of the process, ladies. Nothing to worry about. Yeah, she's eating little...
The water in a feeding dish trembles.
Whoa. That doesn't sound good. Okay, the ground's shaking. Are we worried? Are we worried?
The chickens look up, transfixed by the headlights which approach and tower above them. Rocky turns desperately to Ginger.
The circus! Quick, hide me! Hide me!
They dash off.
One isn't awarded a medal like this for flapping about like a lunatic one.
Fowler's quarters.
Now, see here! This is an officer's quarters!
Quick, in here!
Get out of here immediately!
Oh, give it a rest, Pop.
Ginger hides Rocky.
Out of here! A dreadful charge within the week!
Ginger, Mac and the chickens watch a huge lorry reverse towards the barn. Poultry products is written on the door. Mr. Tweedy signals to the driver as Mrs. Tweedy checks her clipboard. Large wooden crates, drums of oil and metal cylinders are craned off the lorry and unloaded to the barn floor, guided by Mr. Tweedy. Ginger and Mac watch this, each through one lens of a binocular. Look at each other, shocked, and then go back to the binoculars. The lorry drives off as Tweedy gives the thumbs up.
Cheers, Mac.
Mr. Tweedy catches sight of the chickens with the binoculars. They throw them down.
It's all in your head. It's all in your head. It's all in your head.
Mr. Tweedy levers open a crate with a crowbar. Mrs. Tweedy takes out a round saw blade.
What's all this, then?
This is our future, Mr. Tweedy. No more wasting time with petty egg collection and minuscule profits.
No more eggs. But we've always been egg farmers. My father and his father and all their fathers. There was always...
Poor, worthless, nothings. But all that's about to change. This will take Tweedy's farm out of the dark ages and into full-scale automated production.
Huge blades spring out.
Melissa Tweedy will be poor no longer.
She shoves the instruction manual into his chest.
I'll put it together then, shall I?
Mr. Tweedy opens the manual. Mrs. Tweedy closes the barn doors and rubs her hands as she looks over to the chickens.
This isn't good, Mac. Whatever's in those boxes is for us, and I don't think it's softer hay.
Aye, hen. And I hate to be the voice of doom, but I've been calculating my figures and I just don't think we're built for flying.
But I saw him. He flew in over that fence.
I believe you, but if we could just see it for ourselves, that might answer some questions.
You're right. I'm sorry. We've been at this all week and we're getting nowhere. If his wing were better, he could... I'll have a word with him.
Rocky's hiding place in Fowler's hut is empty. Fowler polishes his RAF wings.
Oh, where is he?
They didn't give me this medal for being a Yank nanny.
A simple I don't know would suffice.
Beware of that one, young Ginger. That Yank is not to be trusted.
That Yank is our ticket out of here.
And the pig says to the horse, "Hey, fella, why the long face?"
Rocky drinks from a funnel. A tail feather in his drink.
Cocktail!
Bunty slaps his back and he sprays liquid all over the room. Ginger's face is covered in drops.
So, anyway, remember those flying tips tomorrow. They're very important. And keep thinking those flighty thoughts. They're swell chicks, they really are. And look at what Babs made me. A beak warmer.
Isn't that the cutest?
Ginger does not react.
And that Bunty. She really packs a punch. Is there a problem here?
Have we flown over that fence?
Not quite.
Then there's a problem.
Hey, good things come to those who wait, Dollface.
Ginger!
Rocky strolls out of the hut to the water pail. He splashes his face, looks admiringly in the mirror, and strokes back his comb.
Okay, how long did it take you?
To do what?
To learn how to fly.
Apples and oranges, baby doll. I'm gifted. They're not. You can't compare the two, okay?
Point is, these things take time.
Which we are rapidly running out of, and we haven't even lifted off the ground. Why?
Thrust!
What?
I went over my calculations, Hen, and I figured the key element we're missing is thrust.
Mac behind them with her notebook. Rocky stares at her wide-eyed.
I didn't get a word of that.
Thrust! Other birds like ducks and geese, when they take off, what do they have? Thrust!
I swear she ain't using real words.
Oh. She said we need more thrust.
Oh, thrust? Well, of course we need thrust. Thrust and flying are like this. That's flying and that's thrust.
Will you excuse us?
Aye.
Ginger pulls Rocky to her.
The wing.
If we don't see some results by tomorrow, the deal is off and you're on your own. No more hiding. The farmers will find you and it's back to the circus, fly boy.
You know, you're the first chick I ever met with the shell still on.
Rocky gives her his towel.
Sleep tight, angel face. The rock's on the case.
She throws the towel at him as he leaves.
Ginger!
Phew.
Dawn rises over the chicken huts. The weathercock swings in the wind. Ginger awakes and goes outside into the sunlight to see Rocky at the fence with the rats.
I wish I could have seen it, guys.
Well, we slipped into the farmer's room, all quiet like.
Like a fish.
Yeah, and we...
Nick turns to fetch her.
Like a fish? You stupid Norbert. Anyway, Gov, here it is. El Merchandiso.
They're Spanish.
What are these two crooks doing here?
So, you know each other.
She don't think we're valuable.
Guys, you are without a doubt the sneakiest, most light-fingered thieving parasites I've ever met.
Oh, don't stop it.
I've gone bright red.
So, how about them eggs?
Eggs? Don't tell me you promised them.
Yep, promised them every egg I lay this month.
And, when can we expect the first installment?
I'm brewing one up as we speak, guys. I'll keep you posted.
Pleasure doing business with you, sir. Sucker.
Ginger shakes her head at Rocky.
What?
You lied to them.
I didn't lie, Dollface. I just omitted certain truths. I'll give them exactly what I promised.
Which is nothing.
Which is what I'll give them.
And what will you give us?
From the sack that Nick has given him.
Thrust!
Rocky brings out a pair of elastic braces.
You okay, sweetheart?
Mm. Good. Bunty, on top of a wooden trolley, is pulled back in the braces like a catapult.
It's just a little helper. Something gets you going. It's a thrust exercise.
The tension's killing me!
He's gonna kill her!
Release!
Bunty zooms along the clear avenue between the huts past Nick and Fetcher.
Come on!
Bunty's arms start to move frantically. The trolley is stopped suddenly by a rope. Bunty takes off at great speed. Bunty flies into the fence, rebounds up and back the way she came. The huge body of Bunty falls upon Nick and Fetcher. In a tangle of bodies, they roll past Ginger, Rocky and the other chickens. Ginger looks at Rocky.
Oops.
Any eggs? 3 days and not one.
Oh, no!
Why didn't you tell us, Babs?
Hide me.
We've been so busy with the flying.
They're coming.
Hide me.
Hide yourself.
Ginger leaves Rocky, his usual confident expression gone as he looks around desperately. The chickens are in line. Ginger points at Babs' knitting. She hides it. The gate opens and the chickens gaze at Mrs. Tweedy as she marches through, her rubber gloves on, hands behind her back. Her Wellington boots stride along the line of chickens. Babs quivers with fear as the boots stop in front of her. Ginger presses her hand comfortingly. Babs swallows. Mrs. Tweedy takes out a long, thin strap and snaps it to test its strength. A tear trickles down Babs's face as Mrs. Tweedy bends down. Babs prays. When nothing happens, she looks down to see Mrs. Tweedy put a tape measure around her body. Ginger looks on, puzzled.
Double their food rations, Mr. Tweedy.
I want them all as fat as this one.
Babs faints into Ginger's arms.
Oh, my life flashed before my eyes.
It was really boring.
Mr. Tweedy spreads corn into the feed trough.
Chicken feed! My favourite!
The chickens rush for the troughs.
Wait, hang on.
Outside the fence, the Tweedies look on happily. Mrs. Tweedy pinches Mr. Tweedy's bottom. Ginger follows the chickens to the trough. They cram the feed into their mouths ravenously. She tries to pull them away, but they ignore her. Ginger grabs one side of the trough and strains to heave it upside down. The chickens stare at her.
Something is wrong here. Can't you see that? Strange boxes arrive in the barn. Bab stops laying, but they don't take her to the chop. And now they're giving us extra food. Don't you see what's happening? They're fattening us up. They're going to kill us all.
Rocky from inside a watering can.
Whoa, whoa! Heavy alert! She didn't mean that, gal.
Do you mind?
Keep eating. Save some for me.
What are you doing? How dare you?
He pulls Ginger away.
Let go of me!
Listen, I've met some hard-boiled eggs in my day, but I'd say you're about 20 minutes.
And what's that supposed to mean?
It means you gotta lighten up. You see, over in America, we have this rule. If you want to motivate someone, don't mention death.
Funny. Over here, the rule is always tell the truth.
Oh, hey, that's been working like a real charm, hasn't it? Here's some free advice. You want them to perform? Tell them what they want to hear.
You mean lie.
Ginger walks away.
Oh, here we go again. You know what your problem is? You're difficult.
Why? Because I'm honest. I care about what happens to them. Something I wouldn't expect a lone free ranger to know anything about.
Hey, if this is the way you show it, I hope you never care about me.
I can assure you I never will.
Good!
Fine!
They turn their backs on each other. Rocky marches around the corner of a hut and stops, astounded. The chickens have fattened up with the grain and sit or move slowly among scattered piles of chicken feed. Mac plays a harmonica. Bunty lets corn dribble from between her fingers where she sits, enormously fat on the pile of grain. Babs knits a woolen hangman's noose and looks across to where Rocky lets his head drop in despair. Ginger sits on the roof of a hut in the dusk with her head in her hands. She looks up when she hears the noise and music. Through the door of a crowded hut, she sees Nick and Fetcher beside a green portable radio.
Well, here she is. Ask and you shall receive.
That's biblical.
That's real craftsmanship is what it is. Solid as a rock.
A knob shoots off.
It's supposed to do that.
It's perfect, guys. And how's that egg coming? This is a double yolk.
The rats rub their hands and leave. Rocky tunes the radio down and starts to move to the music.
I don't see what this has to do with...
You will.
Rocky takes the floor.
We've been working too hard. Time to kick back a bit, shake those tail feathers.
Look at him. Nelly podging around like a... What's happening?
That's called a beat, sister. Feel it pulsing through your body?
Oh, yes. Pulsing.
Hey, well, then go with it, baby!
Rocky twirls Bunty across the floor. Bunty does jive steps.
Look, I'm going with it!
Bunty, what's got into you?
Same thing that's got into you!
Bunty and Babs step across the floor. Rocky twirls Babs across the floor and all the chickens join in from the edges of the room. On the top bunks, chickens do the hand jive.
Now, see ya! I don't recall authorising a hop.
Shut up
and dance. Bunty grabs Fowler and spins him into the mass of chickens. On a rafter above, Nick and Fetcher repair a chain of fairy lights.
What are you sobbing about, you Nancy?
Little moments like this, mate. It's what makes the job all worthwhile.
Nick screws in a light bulb. Fetcher leans close to him.
Wanna dance?
Nick thinks, makes a last turn on the bulb.
Yeah, all right.
The lights come on and the dancers speed up. Ginger moves quickly to avoid the chickens on the dance floor and bumps into Rocky. She smiles shyly. He takes her hand and starts to dance with her. She laughs as she dances. Nick and Fetcher dance on the rafter. Mac does the Highland Fling over crossed spoons. Fowler tangos with a rose in his teeth. Nick and Fetcher wear dark glasses. They put their hands in the air and wiggle their hips. Bunty spins Babs faster and faster. She lets her go and Babs zooms across the room, crashes into the wall and falls into a bunk. Babs comes out of the straw smiling.
Did you see that? A flew!
Atta girl, Babsy. Atta girl.
Oh, your wing. It's better.
Well, how about that?
Fantastic. You can fly for us tomorrow.
Yeah. So it seems.
No! Looks like I owe you an apology. I didn't think you cared about us, but after all this, well, it seems I was wrong.
Hey, easy, Miss Hardboiled. I might think you're turning soft.
They smile at each other.
Listen. There's something I gotta tell you.
The lights flicker and go out as the hut trembles. Rocky goes to the door.
No. You'd better wait here.
Ginger holds him back and goes anxiously through the door, followed by the chickens. She looks towards the barn where the dogs bark at the closed door. In the shadowy barn, a huge machine is in action with metal cylinders, pressure gauges, levers, dials and cogwheels in powerful motion. Mr. and Mrs. Tweedy admire the machine.
Ooh, that's champion, that is. What is it?
It's a pie machine, you idiot. Chickens go in, pies come out.
Ooh, what kind of pies?
Apple.
My favourite.
Chicken pies, you great lummox. Imagine it. In less than a fortnight, every grocer's in the county will be stocked with box upon box of Mrs. Tweedy's homemade chicken pies.
Just Mrs.?
Woman's touch makes the public feel more comfortable.
Oh, right. How does it work?
Get me a chicken and I'll show you.
She smacks his hand as he touches a lever.
I know just the one.
One of the dogs growls fiercely at Ginger. Tweedy grabs her neck from behind.
I've got a score to settle with you.
Blimmin' heck! They've got Ginger!
With Ginger tightly in his fist, Tweedy strides through the gate past the dogs.
We mustn't panic! We mustn't panic!
The chickens tremble.
This calls for retaliation!
What? What's happening? What's going on?
We've got Ginger, Mr. Rhodes. They're taking her to the chop.
Well, what are you waiting for, laddie? Fly over there. Save her.
Of course. No. That's just what they'd expect. But I say, we give them the old element of surprise.
And catch Jerry with his trousers down. I like the sound of that. What's the plan?
The plan. Babs. Give me that thing. Bundy, give me a boost.
Rocky takes a wire coat hanger from Babs. He hooks it to the high cable that joins the hut to the barn and slides at great speed through a round window into the hayloft. He looks down at the pie machine.
Look at the size of that thing.
Mr. Tweedy places Ginger's legs into two clamps. She hangs upside down.
Oh, no.
Tweedy pulls a lever.
Chickens go in. Bye. Come out.
Ginger is carried towards the pie machine.
Chicken pies. Not apple pies. Chicken.
Ginger, upside down, struggles desperately to free her legs as she nears the deep shaft where the clamps will open and drop her. Rocky leaps onto the machine.
Oh, right. Brilliant.
Yo, baby doll.
Rocky!
I'm coming.
Hurry!
His feet slip on the metal surface.
I'm still coming.
Rocky begins to run and leaps towards Ginger.
Oh, shoot!
Ginger drops. Rocky leans over the shaft.
Up and down before you can say...
Mixed vegetables!
A heap of vegetables knocks him down the shaft. They fall at great speed along a metal chute. Rocky breaks, but hurtles out of an opening and falls down and down towards a huge set of whirling gear wheels. He catches on a metal lever and hangs above the sharp teeth. The lever tilts and he slides through a funnel, feet first, into a round cake of sticky dough.
Dough! Get it? Dough!
I'm stuck!
Nothing to it. Oops.
Ginger also stands in dough. They look around as they approach a huge roller which flattens the dough. Ginger is helpless. Rocky hops across to her, grabs her hand as she nears the roller. He grabs a moving chain with his other hand and they fly up over the roller to land face down on its other side in the flattened dough. They stand up just in time to avoid a sharp cutter blade. A pie dish comes up beneath them and carries them up to another conveyor. They ride toward a large nozzle which sprays gravy. A portion of prepared vegetables drops on them. Rocky selects a carrot and juggles with it before he pushes it into the sprayer. The blocked sprayer bulges and Rocky and Ginger congratulate each other just as a pie crust is slammed down on top of them. They are pushed through a sliding door and pop out of the white crust.
An oven in here.
They're in a dark room surrounded by pies in orderly rows. Large jets of blue flame spring up around the walls. The door starts to slide down.
Come on!
Wait up!
Ginger runs for the door across the pies. Rocky follows her but goes through a crust and emerges covered in gravy. He flounders into pie after pie. Ginger slides through the door, turns around and sees Rocky. She grabs a spanner, jams the door open and returns to help Rocky out. The spanner bends and finally springs out of the door. Ginger and Rocky make a lunge for the narrow slit and they are through. Ginger grabs her woolly hat from under the door. Gravy drops on them from the now bulging tank. They look up to see the machinery shake, red lights flash and the plates of the gravy reservoir leak at the seams. The spanner is in the works. A light flashes, system blockage. The gravy pressure dial is red.
What did you do, you great buddy?
I didn't do it.
Mr. Tweedy tries the controls. More gravy oozes out. Steam escapes. The carrot in the gravy spray shoots off and knocks gear wheels from their axles.
Turn it off!
Rocky and Ginger run down a pipe, chased by a row of enormous metal cogwheels. They leap through an opening and swing from a chain as the wheels fall down below them. They crash through a grating and land on a pile of cardboard pie boxes. A giant plunger stamps a label on Rocky's chest. The label reads, Mrs. Tweedy's Chicken Pies.
Ouch!
We've got to show the others, come on!
Ginger rips the label from Rocky's chest. They run off. Mrs. Tweedy cuts off the electricity to the machine. She picks up a pie and smashes it into Tweedy's face.
Look, affected!
In the hut, Ginger puts the label on a bunk.
Chicken pies?
Yes, but I don't want to be a pie.
I don't like gravy.
Ladies, please, let's not lose our heads.
Lose our heads?
The chickens flap furiously. Some faint. Ginger holds her head.
What I meant to say was Rocky sabotaged the machine and bought us more time. Better still, he's going to fly for us tomorrow. Once we've seen how it's done, we'll get it. I know we will. So don't worry, because tomorrow everything's going to go much, much smoother.
Outside the hut, Rocky listens. He walks slowly away into Fowler's hut and shakes his head. Fowler stares at him.
All right, Pops. What did I do now?
A very brave and honourable deed, sir.
Rocky looks puzzled.
In the light of your action this evening, I dutifully admit that I have misjudged your character.
Rocky smiles.
So I present you with this medal for bravery.
He pins his wings on Rocky's scarf.
And I salute you.
Rocky salutes back and adds a little wave.
In honor of the occasion, I surrender the bunk entirely. I shall sleep under the stars.
Rocky shakes his head as Fowler heads for the door.
I await tomorrow's flying demonstration with great anticipation.
You and me both, Pops.
Rocky looks at the silver wings and he turns them to reflect the light. He sits on the roof of the hut under the starry sky as Ginger comes up on the other side of the chimney.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is this
you...
your... I'll get
no,
down.
No, it's just... No, well,
no, I'm glad
since you're
here,
there's
really
something I'm sorry.
You go ahead. I'll...
Ginger sits by his side.
I just wanted to say, well, I may have been a bit harsh at first. Well, what I really mean is thank you for saving my life, for saving our lives. You know, I come up here every night and look out to that hill and just imagine what it must be like on the other side. It's funny, I've never actually felt grass beneath my feet. I'm sorry. Here I am, rambling on about hills and grass, and you had something you wanted to say.
Yeah. It's just that, you know, life, as I've experienced it, you know,
out there alone, free ranging and stuff. It's full of disappointments and,
You mean grass isn't all it's cracked up to be?
Grass. Exactly, grass. It's always greener on the other side. And then you get there and it's brown and prickly. You see what I'm...
Ginger shakes her head.
What I'm trying to say is...
She looks at him wide-eyed.
You're welcome.
You know, that hill is looking closer tonight than it ever has before.
Ginger puts her hand on Rocky's hand.
Well, good night, Rocky.
Ginger walks down the roof.
Good night, Ginger.
She smiles with pleasure and sighs. Rocky watches her go thoughtfully. He looks at a piece of paper in his hand as he gazes over the dark roofs of the chicken compound towards the hills, blue under the stars in the dark distance of evening. As the dawn comes up, Fowler strides along the roof ridge of a hut.
Company, attention!
Ginger tacks Rocky's poster to the outside of a hut.
Today's the day, girls. We're going to fly. I can feel it.
Finally, we get to see a real professional in action.
Better start warming up. I'll go and get him. Everyone's waiting, so I told them to...
Ginger slides open Rocky's door. The bed is empty.
Rocky?
The Union Jack cover is undisturbed on the bed, and the silver RAF wings are on the pillow on top of a folded piece of paper. Ginger slowly approaches the bed and picks up the wings, then unfolds the paper. It is a piece of a poster. Ginger looks at it despondently and goes outside. The chickens are still gathered around the hut. Babs knits, Bunty and Mac chatter with excitement. The chickens fall silent and gather around as Ginger puts up the paper on the hut wall underneath the poster for Rocky, the flying rooster. It fits exactly and shows that the flying rooster has been shot from a circus cannon. Lightning flashes and large drops of rain begin to fall on the chickens who stand in a silent, immobile semicircle around the poster. A muddy spoon lies in a hole scooped under the wire. Rocky walks away as it starts to rain. His face is smeared in mud. He looks back towards the huts in the distance and walks on. At the chicken hut.
A cannon. Aye, that would give you thrust.
I knew he was fake all along. In fact, I'm not even certain he was American.
So, what's the next plan, Hen?
Let's face it, the only way out of here is wrapped in pastry.
Perhaps he just went on holiday.
Perhaps he just went to get away from your infernal knitting.
Bunty throws Babs knitting in the mud and stamps on it.
Well, you were the one that was always hitting him. See how you like it?
Don't push me, Four Eyes.
Quiet! Quiet, I say! Attention in the ranks. Precisely what Jenny would have wanted. The old divide and conquer. Hello, Papa Squadron worked together, just like we did in my RAF days. Jocko at the stick, Flappy at the map, and old whiz-bang at the tail end, Charlie. Winko give the call, hop in the old crate, shucks away. Wizard show it was. That's how you get medals.
Will you shut up about your stupid blooming medals?
Bunty knocks the wings out of his hand. They land in the mud beside Ginger, who sits head in hand.
How dare you?
Fowler hits Bunty.
Medals, forgive me. As an officer, I offer my most...
Bunty punches him and he falls into the mud. Bunty throws herself on him and the chickens begin to fight. Feathers and mud fly wildly. Ginger, her back to this, looks thoughtfully at the shining wings in the mud. She picks them up.
Fowler,
Ginger turns round and waves her hands at the chickens.
Everyone, shut up!
The chickens freeze. They are covered in splashes of thick black mud. Mac wrestles another chicken. Babs bites a chicken leg. They stare at Ginger.
Fowler, what exactly is the RAF?
What do you mean, what is it? The Royal Air Force is what?
Then what's the old crate?
Inside Fowler's hut.
Ah, there she is.
Fowler takes a letter out of a trunk.
Gorgeous, isn't she?
You mean you flew in one of these?
Beautifully built. In fact, there's a bit of a story to that as well. We were out on a recce, you see. Ops had given the go-ahead, but the weather ducked up.
Yes. Of course. We might actually be able to pull this off.
We're still going to fly out of here.
What?
Fowler's provided the answer.
I have?
The chickens all smile.
Yes, of course I have. How have I?
We'll make a crate.
A picture of an aeroplane.
Mac, you'll handle the engineering.
Mac measures a model plane.
Babs, manufacturing. Fowler will be chief aviation advisor. Bunty, eggs.
Eggs?
Eggs.
Right, just like the ones that rooster was going to lay. Only roosters don't lay eggs, do they?
Don't they?
No, it's a lady thing, apparently. Ask your mum.
One egg for every item on the list. First payment in advance.
Right, when do we start?
Nick and Fetcher catch an egg. They lick their lips and go through a trap door. Two gnomes walk through the barn door towards Mr. Tweedy, who works on the pie machine.
Huh? What the dickens?
The gnomes take away his tools in their barrows.
Oh, gnomes now.
Ginger beckons the gnomes to a hole in the fence. Nick and Fetcher throw away their disguises.
Voila!
They pass tools through the fence to the line of chickens. Tweedy bangs on the metal pie machine. The chickens knock nails out of their hut walls, floors and bunks and catch them in a tin. Tweedy finds the spanner in the works. A top bunk falls on a chicken in the bottom bunk. Fowler walks slowly into a hut, pulls a string on his massively bulging trousers and a pile of nuts and bolts falls on the floor around him. Tweedy connects the electricity cables. There is a flash and Mrs. Tweedy is covered in soot. A line of washing disappears behind the guard dogs. Nick and Fetcher come through a trap door and pass the clothes to Babs and the chickens sew and cut the fabric. Tweedy unscrews the gravy cylinder. The chickens drill holes.
Eggs from heaven!
No, from above!
Nick and Fetcher catch eggs as they are laid. The chickens hammer nails, saw wood. Tweedy tightens nuts on the machine and puts on the panels. Ginger takes a gear wheel from a bicycle. She spins the wheel and gives it a thumbs up. Yay! Black smoke comes from the barn chimney. Ginger looks concerned. The chickens stop and listen as the levers and pistons of the machine turn. The gravy pressure dial is in the red and a stream of brown gravy hits Mrs. Tweedy in the head. Mrs. Tweedy kicks Mr. Tweedy's backside.
Idiot!
That was close. Too close.
Can't stop now. Come on, everyone. Go for it. Really go for it. Go.
Ginger walks through the hut and urges on the chickens.
Mac, we need those calculations quick. Agnes, that has to be really secure. Careful up there, Bala.
Roger.
Bunty, give him a hand. Well done, Babs. Keep it up.
No problem, Dollface.
Ginger walks sadly out of the hut door and turns to see Rocky the Flying Rooster poster still on the wall. Rocky pedals a tricycle over a hill. He has a radio strapped to the seat behind him. He passes an advertising billboard.
Oh, I'm the type of guy that likes to roam around. I live in a one place. I roam from town to town. And when I found myself falling for some girl, I hop right in that car.
Rocky reverses and looks up at the billboard. It reads, Mrs. Tweedy's Chicken Pies. It's the woman's touch. There is a picture of Mrs. Tweedy and a pie with a startled chicken's head coming out of the crust.
Oh, boy.
In the barn, Mr. Tweedy turns the key to start the pie machine. He rubs his sore backside. A smile breaks out on his face.
Oh, no! He's fixed it!
Tweedy stands back from the machine. Mrs. Tweedy throws open the barn door as lightning flashes.
Yeah, chicken.
She strides in.
Which ones?
all of them.
Mrs. Tweedy turns a dial to maximum and the pistons race. Tweedy lifts the hut lid as the chickens work furiously.
The tools!
The chickens stare up at him.
Why, you thieving little boogers!
What's the plan?
Ginger looks at Tweedy, his eyes narrow. Ginger leaps on Tweedy's face.
Nice plan!
Bunty and the rest of the chickens leap on Tweedy and he's soon covered in chickens. He staggers around as the chickens bring a long rope.
Mrs. Tweedy! The chickens are revolting!
Finally, something we agree on.
Mrs. Tweedy has her back to the window. Tweedy's cap is stuffed in his mouth and he is tied up. He falls to the ground.
Under the hut!
The chickens lift a hut and drag him under. It is dropped on his head.
Everyone, we're escaping.
Oh, now?
Now!
But Ginger, she's not ready.
We need to... Listen, we'll either die free chickens or die trying.
Yay! Are those the only choices?
Let's do it!
The chickens scatter to their assigned places. Half a dozen of them pull on ropes and a hut splits in two. They pull a set of wheels out of the gap, the undercarriage. Two huts are pulled together with ropes. A tailplane is assembled with wooden spars and a pair of underpants. Babs holds two table tennis bats as she directs the finished plane to the end of the runway. Two lines of fairy lights stretch out on either side of the parade ground. The electricity is connected and they light up. The fabric wings of the plane unfold as the chickens scurry on board. Mac and Ginger gaze up proudly. Mrs. Tweedy waits in the barn with the pie machine. Inside the plane...
The exits are located here and here. In the quite likely event of an emergency, put your head between your knees and...
Kiss your bum goodbye.
All right, Fowler. Ready for takeoff.
Behind you all the way.
But you're supposed to be up there. You're the pilot.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I can't fly this contraption.
Back in your day, the Royal Air Force.
644 Squadron, Poultry Division. We were the mascots.
You mean you never actually flew the plane?
Good heavens, no. I'm a chicken. The Royal Air Force doesn't let chickens mind the controls of a complex aircraft.
We're all gonna die!
Fowler, you have to fly it. You're always talking about back in your day. Well, today is your day.
Ginger holds out Fowler's RAF wings.
You can do it, you old sausage.
Fowler swallows and takes the wings.
Wing Commander, T.I. Fowler, reporting for duty. Yeah! Well, come on, what are you waiting for? We haven't got all day. Let's get this crate off the ground.
Fowler goes to the cockpit.
Fowler, now!
Roger, contact!
Slowly at first, the chickens begin to pedal. They are in rows inside the plane and the gears engage as they move quicker and quicker. The propeller, made from a signpost, revolves faster until it is a blur. The runway is lit by two rows of fairy lights. At the end, by the wire, the chickens raise a ramp of boards placed on a deck chair frame.
Chucks away!
Chucks away!
Two triangular chocolate bars are pulled away from the wheels and the plane suddenly begins to move. Fowler is thrown back in the cockpit.
Full throttle!
Full throttle!
Mac shouts to the chickens who pedal furiously. He pulls a lever, the gears spin and the plane moves forward faster and faster. Babs knits as she pedals. The huge wings flap and the undercarriage bounces along the earth of the runway. Ginger goes to the cockpit anxiously. The runway lights flash past the plane. The plane sways and bounces at full speed. The tied-up figure of Mr. Tweedy hops towards the ramp. He kicks the deck chair so it lies flat on the ground.
Gotcha! Hard right!
Fowler heaves on the controls and the plane skids around. The undercarriage knocks Mr. Tweedy out.
Turn him around! I'll get the ramp!
Ginger jumps down and runs towards the flattened ramp. She strains to lift it. The plane flaps to the start of the runway and turns. It runs over the line of fairy lights which catch on the undercarriage.
Put the ramp down.
Mrs. Tweedy slams an axe into the ramp, which falls on top of Ginger. Outside the camp, Rocky pedals his tricycle furiously.
Rocky!
He pedals up an earth bank and shoots high over the wire. Below him, Mrs. Tweedy looks up and raises the axe again. Rocky and his tricycle land smack on her forehead. The axe soars up into the air. Mrs. Tweedy lies on the ground as the axe spins down to land beside her head. She faints. Ginger looks at Rocky. The plane rushes towards them as Ginger and Rocky strain to lift the deck chair ramp. The wings beat furiously. The support inches towards the notch in the deck chair. It drops in just as the plane reaches the ramp. It soars into the air. The fairy lights stream up the ramp.
Ginger! Let's go!
Rocky and Ginger grab the fairy light wire and are pulled up and away. The chickens in the plane still pedal furiously. The end of the fairy light chain runs over Mrs. Tweedy. Rocky and Ginger pull themselves into the plane. Ginger looks at Rocky, then slaps him.
Ah!
That's for leaving.
Ew.
And this is for coming back.
She goes to kiss him. The plane rocks violently and loses height. The chickens panic.
Great Scott, what was that?
A Klingon captain!
Mrs. Tweedy hangs on the end of the fairy lights.
Look at this! Babs! Scissors!
Babs rummages in her knitting bag.
Bingo! Lower me down.
But Ginger!
Just do it!
Increase velocity!
What does that mean?
Mrs. Tweedy puts the axe into her teeth and climbs up the wire. Ginger puts the pink scissors in her teeth and leans out of the plane, held by Rocky. She cannot quite reach the wire. The chickens pedal faster. Ginger's scissors snip away.
Lower!
Mrs. Tweedy climbs nearer, eyes crazed with hate. The plane heads for the advertising billboard for Tweedy's pies.
Lower, look out!
Fowler tugs at the controls and the plane climbs violently. Mrs. Tweedy on the trailing wire slams into the billboard that hangs on. Ginger is thrown out of the plane by the impact. She grabs the wire and slides down it until face to face with Mrs. Tweedy. Mrs. Tweedy slashes at her with her axe. Ginger tries to cut the wire with the scissors. Rocky fires eggs at Mrs. Tweedy from Max Catapult. Mrs. Tweedy is covered in broken eggs. Nick and Fetcher load the catapult. Ginger drops the scissors. She chews the wire with her teeth. Mrs. Tweedy grins evilly. Mrs. Tweedy takes aim with the axe. She pulls it back to strike. Ginger looks at her, looks at the wire. The axe comes down with incredible force.
No!
Rocky can only see Ginger's body, but slowly Ginger uncurls her neck and looks at the puzzled Mrs. Tweedy. Ginger shows her the two ends of the cut wire and she waves as she lets one end go. Mrs. Tweedy plummets down into the top window of the barn.
Oh, that was good. That was good!
Rocky hugs Nick and Fetcher.
The old man bought it.
Mr. Tweedy opens the barn door.
Mrs.
Tweedy has landed upside down in the safety valve of the pie machine. Her head is in the gravy tank and the hot gravy rises towards her. A red sign flashes danger. The gravy pressure dial is in the red as the machine works furiously. Mr. Tweedy goes quietly back out of the barn door. Rocky and Ginger in the plane. A fountain of gravy erupts into the sky behind them. Mr. Tweedy looks in the barn. Mrs. Tweedy is covered in gravy and pieces of machinery. Her hair sticks out wildly.
I told you they was organized.
She looks up as the barn door crashes down on her head. Only the end walls of the barn stand in the devastated, gravy-covered farmyard.
We did it, everyone!
Ginger and Rocky hug as the plane flaps its way upwards. Mac kisses Fowler in the cockpit. Bunty and Babs hug, as do Nick and Fetcher. A little tear rolls down Nick's cheek. Ginger grabs Rocky's beak and gives him a big kiss as the chickens look on. The plane loses height. They swoop over the wire of the compound and head for the bright, sunlit hill in the distance.
You can't see paradise if you don't pedal! Put your drumsticks into it!
In bright sunlight, Fowler shows a model plane to some young chicks.
That's what I told them, what? We were losing altitude, you see, and heading for a fearful prey.
This is a lovely holiday. I'll be sad to go back.
Safety at all times is imperative. Now, wind it up and let her go!
Max catapult.
So,
is it as good as you imagined?
No.
Rocky looks sad.
It's better.
Ginger hugs him.
Come on, I'll show you how to play cricket.
They walk down the green hill to where the happy chickens play in their grassy paradise.
Here's a thought. Why don't we get an egg and start our own chicken farm? That way we'll have all the eggs we could eat.
Right. We'll need a chicken then.
No, we'll need an egg. You have the egg first. That's where you get the chicken from.
Oh, that's cobblers. If you don't have a chicken, where are you going to get an egg?
And from the chicken. That comes from the egg.
Yeah, but you have to have an egg to have a chicken.
Yeah, but you've got to get the chicken first to get the egg, and then get the egg to get the chicken out.
Hang on. Let's go over this again.
Nick and Fetcher sit on a sign which says Chicken Sanctuary on the beach of a tranquil wooded island. The end appears in white letters in the blue sky. This audio description script was written by Bob Robinson and narrated by Gwyneth Strong for IADA Limited at Murraken & Murraken, Glasgow. Produced by Carol McGregor, copyright September 2000. Supervising animator, Lloyd Price. Edited by Mark Solomon. Supervising director of photography, Dave Alex Ridette. Line producer, Carla Shelley. Music by John Powell and Harry Gregson-Williams. Based on an original story by Peter Lord and Nick Park. Screenplay by Carey Kirkpatrick. Executive producers, Jake Ebert, Jeffrey Katzenberg and Michael Rose. Produced by Peter Lord, David Sproxton and Nick Park. Directed by Peter Lord and Nick Park. Cast in alphabetical order. Fetcher, Phil Daniels. Mac, Lynn Ferguson. Rocky, Mel Gibson. Mr. Tweedy, Tony Hagar. Babs, Jane Horrocks. Mrs. Tweedy, Miranda Richardson. Ginger, Julia Sawala. Nick, Timothy Spall. Bunty, Imelda Staunton. Fowler, Benjamin Whitray. Key animators: Dave Osmond, Merlin Crossingham, Sergio Delfino, Susie Fagan, Guioni Leroy, Darren Robbie, Jason Spencer Galsworthy, Jay Grace, Seamus Malone, Ian Whitlock. Animators: Will Hodge, John Pinfield, Andy Simonowski, Douglas Calder, Stefano Cassini. Production manager: Harry Linden. Directors of photography: Tristan Oliver and Frank Passingham. Art director: Tim Farrington. Lighting cameraman: Simon Jacobs, Andy Mack, Paul Smith. Technical director: Tom Barnes. Production designer: Phil Lewis. Model production designer: Jan Sanger. Casting by Patsy Pollock. Additional dialogue: Mark Burton and John O'Farrell. Associate producer: Lenny Young. Nick and Fetcher in colourful Hawaiian shirts sit in deck chairs drinking cocktails under a paper parasol.
The egg, obviously. Rolling along, happy as Larry, then crack! Hatches into the first chicken.
Yeah, but where'd the egg come from then?
What do you mean where it come from?
Egg comes rolling along, happy as Larry. It's wondering, where'd it come from? Without a chicken,
you get no egg to come rolling along.
Well, conversely, without an egg to hatch into the chicken, there will be no chicken to lay the other egg that hatches into the chicken that lays the egg I mentioned in the first place.
So we've got two eggs now?
No, we're still talking about the very first egg.
Yeah, but what happened about the very first chicken?
He's in the very first egg. Aren't you listening?
Guys. Trying to enjoy paradise over here.
Oh, sorry, Gov.
Beg your pardon.
Won't happen again.
Thanks.
Git face.
Pillock.
Thinks he's such a big shot because he's got his name on a poster. Showbiz folk all the same.
Yeah, the rats are the stars.
Yeah,
really,
yeah, they are. Of course they are.
But
we do all the hard work.
Birds.
He gets all the credit.
He gets everything,
yes,
doesn't he?
He does everything.
You said it, mate.
I know.
Pathé, in association with DreamWorks Pictures, presents an Aardman production.